AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Violence across the U.S. over the weekend has left at least six people dead. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In suburban Chicago, at least 23 people were shot, one fatally early Sunday, as hundreds of people gathered to celebrate Juneteenth. Nicole Cosney, who lives nearby, tells ABC 7 Chicago that she was lying in bed when she heard a helicopter flying over her house.
I got up and looked out the window, and it was just chaos. There were sirens coming from, like, every direction. There was just hundreds of cop cars.
In other incidents, a state trooper was killed and a second was critically wounded just hours apart in central Pennsylvania on Saturday after a gunman attacked a state police barracks. And one teen was killed and nine others were wounded by gunfire when they were having a party early Sunday in an office space in downtown St. Louis. I'm Donna Warder.
The National Weather Service says a suspected tornado struck near Scranton, Arkansas early Sunday, destroying chicken houses and toppling trees onto homes. There have been no reports of serious injuries. The twister was the result of hot weather in the southern U.S. that triggered thunderstorms and knocked out power from Oklahoma to Mississippi and whipped up winds that raised wildfire threats in Arizona and New Mexico. About 1.5 million people have lost Medicaid coverage in more than two dozen states as a post-pandemic purge of the rolls gets underway. Data analyzed by the Associated Press shows some states have dropped coverage for more than half of the people whose eligibility cases were decided in April or May. States were prohibited from removing people from Medicaid during the pandemic. That ban was lifted in April. Wyndham Clark is the new U.S. Open champion. Clark held off several challengers to win his first major championship. This is AP News. Defense ministers and other representatives of about 20 European countries will hold a conference in Paris on how to better defend Europe's airspace. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says beefing up defense is vital as Russia's war against Ukraine threatens the region.
With President Putin's war of aggression against Ukraine, we face the most serious threat to Euro-Atlantic security for a generation. We currently have over 40,000 troops under direct NATO command, with many more on high alert, all backed by significant air and maritime assets. And we have doubled the number of multinational battle groups from the Baltic to the Black Sea.
The list of countries taking part in the conference, including the exact number, hasn't been made public by the French Defense Ministry. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.